Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I feel like I'm an exceptionally fat man at this point in my life, but I don't think that I've ever lost anything in
Do you smoke?
No.
Yeah, it's only little things like lighters, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or like a lit cigarette this one time, wasn't as awesome.
But you found it quick, right?
Well, it didn't get through my undershirt, but it got through the first
you?
One. Well, I smelled burning plastic.
What did you have that was
plastic? Because his skin is made of plastic.
No, right? My shirt is like a polyester blend. When it burns, it kind of smells like plastic a little. And I didn't notice that my shirt was on fire, but it got through the first one, but it didn't get through my undershirt. It was the undershirt was completely corroded with sweat and caked on fat guy juice, so it wasn't getting through there.
So the only question that I have is, this is still a shirt that you regularly
wear? Yeah, I wear it to work.
You wear it to work?
Yeah, I wear it to work.
Right, it's one of your better ones.
Well, it's comfy.
It's fancy.
Yeah, just got a burn mark in it.
Right.
I normally, my undershirts are white, and my shirt with the burn in it is black. So what I'll do is I'll take a Sharpie and I'll Sharpie in the hole. That way you can't really tell.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Of the things he types in the chat room,
we would be
much,
in so much trouble.
Much livelier, I think.
Yeah, I think I'd do a pretty good job of going, I should say this, and then going, probably not. And then I'd believe it.
I usually give you really mean looks. So how's everybody? I'm in a really good mood today.
So the prescription's working out for you?
People have been very supportive this week and said very nice things. It's encouraged me to continue.
Well, we'll kill that quick. did your dog just have puppies? Well, check out my new boots. Puppy stomping time.
There's been people that have been flipping out on other radio shows and Twitter and stuff all week about this youth that shot a baby in the face.
With his penis?
No, with a gun.
Oh.
He tried to get the mom to give him money, and she said, I don't have any money. And so he shot her baby in the face. And the thing that they've been upset about is because no news outlet will release the race of the shooter. However, they did release the name. And so I'm going to give you this guy's name. And you tell me why this isn't an issue. Are you ready? I don't really know how to say it, so I'm going to spell it for it first. D E apostrophe M-A-R-Q-U-I-S-E Eakins.
DeMarcus Eakins.
I believe is the gentleman's name. So I mean that sounds French to me.
I believe it's DeMarquise.
I'm assuming the gentleman is French. So I mean, like if you're wondering what race the guy is, I got it figured out. So we don't need to do that anymore. DeMarquise, you know that. So that settles it. I mean, let's stop talking about it.
He's obviously a gull. So
Napier, what did you say? You just told me to remind you to say something, but I don't remember what it was.
It's so. Called Sweet and Sassy.
Sounds hot. What is it?
Sweet and Sassy is a
By the way, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm Mike. Paul's in the kitchen, but he is here. Drunk and Napier. Sweet and Sassy.
Sweet and Sassy is this little... it's a service that you can hire for your preteen daughter's birthday.
Drunk, before we get into this, you got to give out the phone number. Are you ready? I know...
Thank you for listening to the
Wheelbarrow... I'm sorry, Napier. I didn't mean to interrupt you, buddy.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, the phone number is 309-740-1430, or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
I heard preteen daughter's birthday, and I had to come back in.
Preteen daughter's birthday? Yeah. Oh, that's Sweet and Sassy.
Yes.
I didn't hear that part. Thank you for... Okay. I was just focused. Oh, shit, we didn't give out the phone number. Excellent. Just start over from the beginning. I'm sorry.
Okay, Sweet and Sassy is the service that you can order for your daughter's birthday. What they'll do is, for about $400, they'll deliver a pink limo to your house, completely adorned with Sweet and Sassy logos and flowers and whatnot. And they'll come and pick up your daughter and a bunch of her friends. And then you'll go down to... is it low?
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Starry Spice can hear us.
We're getting reports in the chat room that it's quiet. So, Paul, I want to tell you what to type. Turn. Are you typing? Turn the volume up on your listening device. Send. Okay, continue on with the show, Napier. I'm sorry. I'm just taking care of it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so... This limo picks up your kid and all of her little friends for about, you know, $400. And then they deliver her to, more than likely it's a mall outlet. Most of them, I believe, are in, like, large shopping malls. And your daughter goes there. They get a manicure and a pedicure. And they get a haircut. And they get pampered for the day. And I think it is the most ridiculous goddamn thing that has ever existed. But apparently they're rolling in dough.
So it's kind of like it's the new, more privileged version of glamour shots. Do you remember when you were a preteen back in the day? Everybody went and got glamour shots.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you get glamour shots, Mike?
I did not. No, my sister, however, did. Actually, my sister didn't. Her and her friends all came over to my house, and my mom did like poor man's. Take your own picture, glamour shot.
I bet that was epic.
It was, yeah. I guess I don't know.
So that's what they do. It is the
they
most...
don't have glamour shots anymore, do they?
I think
there's
they
not
might...
really any malls left.
No, now no. They're just like tit shots in a mirror. Yeah,
yeah. That's most what are the high school girls doing now? You get your camera phone out and you take a picture of your titties in the bathroom mirror.
I like that.
I'm not.
God bless them.
It doesn't offend me at all. That's for sure.
Except for, you know, when they leave a deuce in the toilet and, you know, it's in the photo or something
like
that.
That's even better.
Sometimes you can
see,
like, their child in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Like their teen pregnancy result.
That's my new mission on Twitter is I follow a bunch of people that post tit pictures and then I find things to point out in the background. I have bits. I come up with bits, and then that's what I do. I have a lot of free time on
a
my
bit,
hands.
A bit, kind of like Ask Dr. Napier?
Ask Dr. Napier. Speaking of which, we had a barrage of Ask Dr. Napier.
You want me to do the song?
I'm sorry. No,
We interrupted him.
Drunk wants to do this real bad.
But, I mean, you had your sweet and sassy thing. Were you done with that?
Well, I just wanted to get any comments from the peanut gallery.
We're buddies here. I don't want to step on your toes. If you want to continue on with your sweet and sassy thing, we'll keep going. However, I do have in my hand a full page of Ask Dr. Napier questions.
Now, should we do this before the break or after the break?
I don't know, because there's a couple of loaded questions in here that's just going to send me off on a tangent.
Well,
let's do it now.
Let's do it now. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Do it live.
Okay. Drunk.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Do the hustle. All right. Question one. Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? That is from 40 Flirth on the Twitters.
If what he means is done heroin while taking ecstasy, no, I have not.
Paul. Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I've not heard of that, aside from...
It's when you take heroin and ecstasy at the same time.
Aside from the Batman movies?
Yeah, I've never done heroin.
But have you done ecstasy?
Isn't doing heroin called chasing ecstasy, the dragon?
Ecstasy is one drug that I would highly recommend. It was a lot of fun. But it was one drug that, like, it was too much fun. You're like, whoa...
So it's something that you should do, like, not if you got to go to work.
Well, so here, check it out. Here's the story. So this guy I know, he's like, hey, I've got a bunch of ecstasy. Do you want some? And at the time, I was selling weed. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I could probably find some people to buy some ecstasy. And so I get 5 pills of ecstasy. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to sell these for $20 a pop, and I'll make $15 a pill. And then I'm like, okay, you know, I've seen a lot of after-school specials. I don't want to kill anybody. Maybe I should take some of this ecstasy before I sell it. You know, make sure it doesn't kill somebody. I'm a nice guy at heart.
That's
right?
very nice, friendly thing of you to do.
I'm a noble guy for sure.
That, and then you can have a testimony. Yeah, this to is some its good effectiveness.
Shit. Right.
Yeah.
So I take.
And then you wouldn't know what bad shit was because it was the first time you tried it, right?
Yeah. So I take this ecstasy. And mind you, it's like the middle of the day on like a Wednesday or something. Like, you know, 10:30 in the morning, maybe noon, something like that. And I end up walking around our somewhat small town with like no shirt on and a huge glass of water, just smiling and waving at everybody while they're out like mowing their yards and everything. And I just like walk, you know, up and down like a bunch of different neighborhoods, like talking to people, making friends, you know. So I'm like, cool, that was...
Were you, like, rubbing their shoulders and stuff?
No, but I was probably rubbing my belly and stuff. The sun felt great on my back, and, you know, that's why I took off, you know, my shirt and walked around the neighborhood or whatever. So then, I'm like, well, that was a whole lot of fun. I'm going to find some other people to buy, quote-unquote, this ecstasy. I didn't sell any of this ecstasy. I just got a bunch of people together and did ecstasy, like... 3 nights in a row. So it's like every night I'm just like, oh, hey, you want to do some... I found, actually, whatever. Every night I found a different girl who would... I was like, do you want to do some ecstasy? And she's like, sure. And I'm like, I got some. Let's go back to my house. So, you know, like 3 nights in a row, I found some chick to get, you know, fucking high as balls with. And we did a bunch of ecstasy. And I didn't sell any of it. And I really wanted to do more ecstasy. And I was like, you know, that's a bad sign. I did it like 3 nights in a row. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, but watch out. It'll get you.
I know I said to ignore Matt Reefer, but that is a pretty funny line. Like Bob from the Enzyte commercials. That is a pretty good line. So, okay, and now we're back to ignoring Matt Reefer. So, Napier, I guess we'll just go to a different question.
We're not going
to
ask Paul, Drunk if he's done ecstasy and heroin.
Drunk, have you done ecstasy and heroin?
Just the ecstasy.
You did it with Paul?
Yeah.
Is that gay?
No.
It wasn't just us.
There was like 5 people doing it that night.
Oh, okay.
And we did it at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I had to be at work at 7 the next day. That was horrible. But anyway. Onward.
Dr. Napier, do you have a go-to homeopathic remedy for erectile dysfunction? Asking for my friend whose name rhymes with Ban Lernicase. That is from Leroy, Matty Leroy, Dead Men Talking on the Twitters.
I will answer that in two parts. First part, homeopathy is bullshit and you shouldn't buy anything that has the homeopathy title on it. You should probably buy something that is real and not just water. Second of all, find some porn, get yourself like, you know, kind of, you know, agitated. Don't masturbate. Watch really good porn, go to a porn website. Don't jerk off. By the time your lady friend says, hey, let me sit on your penis and ride you like a cowgirl, you'll be hard as a fucking...
You'll just be ready to...
Yeah, you'll be a fence post.
I feel like at that point I'd be ready to spurt, you know? I'd have been too worked up and ready to go.
I didn't say it was for her.
This is just a fun time for yourself.
Yeah, this is for you. You're going to paint the walls, brother. You're not here for her.
I don't have that kind of... like self-control.
What do you mean? You couldn't just not masturbate?
No.
Not if
no.
I'm watching some fucking...
I mean, like, if I want to, then, like, I have to. Well, it's like, I'm going to go do that now.
Well, if you can't get an erection, you might not want to. This is for you to get an erection.
But I don't have that problem. I have erections all the time.
Well, maybe you should...
I have an erection right now.
I got a semi.
Yeah.
That's just because, you know, I can hear drunk breathing.
I mean, I'm not like...
Sounds kind of hot.
I'm not into any of you guys sexually. I'm just always ready to go. Always ready to go.
Yeah, but don't you only go for
next
like...
question for Dr. Napier. What is the best way to get rid of a headache? That is
plowing.
From our number one fan.
Plowing broads.
Is that because then the blood goes elsewhere?
Yeah, the blood will go to your penis. For ladies, I assume it's the same thing.
It's getting plowed or plowing someone.
Exactly. And this doesn't last forever. Like, if you have a really bad migraine, probably not going to go away once you're done. However, during, you'll get at least a good, however long you plow, release from the headache. I would suggest plowing. Unless you're a lady... scooping, I guess it would be called. Scooping up the dongs. Yeah.
I don't like the phrase scooping. And I don't want that to become a thing.
Why?
We're not going to say scooping anymore.
What
I don't
is
like,
scooping?
I don't know.
You
I just
scoop
don't
up
like
the dongs
it.
With your vagina.
How many dongs? It sounds like you can fit a lot of dongs. If you
when you said that, do you know what? You remember that game with like... the scoop that you picked up the ball and then you fling it at each other.
Highlight.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It was kind of hot. It was kind of like a curved gutter type thing that you scoop the ball. That's what
yeah.
I pictured someone with a big crazy scoopy dang thing.
And they're scooping up dongs.
Scooping up the dongs.
Also, I would like to start everybody who's listening to this. Every time you have to go poop, I don't want you to say you have to go poop. I want you to say you have to blast a deuce out the ham hole. I want you to do that for me. Mike, can you say that?
What?
I want you to say, I'm going to blast a deuce out the ham hole. I want to blast a deuce out the ham hole. Don't laugh, just, I want to blast a deuce out the ham hole.
All I can hear is drunks breathing. I'm sorry. Why do you breathe so loud?
That's emphysema, dog.
Do you need to blow your nose or something? I mean, like, you're like 2 feet away from the microphone. I'm very conscious of the drunk breathing thing now. I'm like, I'm paying attention to you. You're so far away from the microphone. There's no way the microphone should be picking up you breathing. There's no way.
Sorry, dude.
But I can hear you all the way over here.
Don't speak directly. Don't breathe directly into it. Because I, you know, I'm a wheezer as well. But you know, I keep the direct mic line.
You want me to like put my hoodie over my?
No, because that'll probably get you breathing even harder.
Yeah, now you're getting less oxygen than before.
Right. Okay. Drunk's gonna blow his nose in between at the break. But oh god, what do we get? Best way to get semen mixed with blood out of a keyboard. So it goes, like, into the keyboard, like, under the buttons. I would assume you would have to remove the buttons to get a thorough cleaning done.
I'm pretty sure that would be buy a new keyboard.
Yeah, I would say you would take it to your local computer repair shop, And as long as it still works, just say, hey, I don't like this keyboard anymore. Let me trade it in for like an old Dell model. Most of the computer stores are going to have like these old shitty Dell keyboards that they get from contracts and they sell it off. So just trade it in for a different keyboard, and then there's no evidence of you blasting semen blood into your keyboard. They're not going to check. And then somebody else can use it.
The semen blood in the keyboard is a problem that you really have to be proactive with. It's not a reactive type of problem. It's not something you let happen and then deal with it. You have to plan ahead and coach your keyboard with either some sort of Saran wrap or, you know, they make keyboard covers.
Yeah, get a keyboard cover.
Or, you know, keep your semen and blood on your cock.
Yeah, or use a sock, you know, whenever it's that time to ejaculate your blood.
Okay. Is it okay to miss the show if my wife just went into labor?
I don't see how that's his problem, so no.
What is he doing?
Exactly. I mean, that's her thing. That's not his thing.
That is from our friend Indio Techno. I don't think he typically listens to the show live anyway. He usually catches the podcast. You know, that's what most people
do. There's a TuneIn app that we...
TuneIn app, yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure his wife having a baby doesn't mean that his cell phone goes off.
Right.
So, I mean, get a pair
of
earbuds.
Unless he's tweeting pictures like some kind of fucking weirdo.
Unless you get some earbuds, she'll never even know you're fucking...
Right.
Unless you want to see your broad blaster
honey.
Kit out her
badge. Push.
Do you think you could sell that on the internet?
A video of a broad pushing a baby out her badge?
Yeah.
You mean like sure that, there's a market for it.
I was going to say, is there a market? Because I mean like...
You mean that girlfriend revenge site where they tweet the sex videos, only they're going to tweet like or send out like birth videos?
I'm sure there's a market
like, I'll show
for
you,
birth
bitch.
Videos, right?
Especially if especially if she deuces afterwards. If she deuces afterwards, that puts another $500 on the price tag.
Mandy says it'd probably be very soothing for her to listen to us during her laboring. Napier, you do kind of have a soothing, you know, your voice would probably, you know, calm someone down. And so just, I mean, in case they're listening on speakerphone or something, just give her a couple of nice push. Push.
Okay, baby, I need you to push. I need you to take all your vagina muscles, and I need you to relax them. And
isn't that what they do?
I'm going to push gently, gently on the top of your stomach and push down, and I'm going to get that baby out of you like that last little bit out of a tube of toothpaste. And it's going to go...
Do you know any lullabies, Napier?
Urine, urine, yellow and hot, trinkling into my piss pot. Some use a toilet, some use a sink. I use a cup. How about a drink?
And that's what your mom sang to you, like as she put you to sleep?
No, she gave me whiskey.
Also from Indio Techno, how do you tweet without having an expose on your real life written and getting fired from your job?
First off, don't use your real damn name. Second of all, if you've got racist shit to say, I'm sure there's other places you can do that other than a public forum. Holy fuck. How do you fuck that up? How do you fuck that up? How do you fuck that up?
What are you talking about? Did you see the...
Yeah, the guy that was your friend or something.
I don't know the guy. I talked to him on Twitter a couple times. I mean, I probably retweeted some of his jokes. He's retweeted plenty of our stuff. He's a nice guy. I don't know who he is. But the thing is...
who does not like certain minorities.
Well, the thing is, the fucking guy had a private Twitter account. He didn't use his real name. And, I mean, like, it's a slow news week. And so this twat, like, tracks him down... And ruins his fucking life. I mean, like, his life is fucking ruined.
Well, not necessarily. It'll eventually go away in a little bit. He'll be on unemployment for a while. But, I mean, it's not like this is... He has to put this on a resume. Yeah, I'm the dude that got fired from my job.
He's on the front cover of the fucking New York Post, man.
It's time to move.
I have read a similar story. This guy, he was in the... like the ROTC or the National Guard, right? He's in the National Guard. But he also is on YouTube, and he makes Call of Duty videos.
Yeah.
And he's got a bunch of people, and he like makes decent money making these Call of Duty videos. He also is on this website that I've not seen, but apparently exists, where you masturbate on cam for money.
Oh, chatterbait.
Yeah, chatterbait. So, like, people can pay you and you beat off on the camera or, you know, diddle your stuff or whatever.
Or stick things in your deuce hole.
Right. So he happens to be on both of these. And, of course, someone notices that this guy who has this YouTube channel is also this guy who faps for money. And that he's also this guy who is in the, you know, some branch of the armed service.
Right.
And so they put it all together and then continually contact his commanding officer, until demanding that something happen to him about it. And now the guy's being, like, you know, investigated by the military for dishonoring, you know, whatever. And it's like, dude, he's just beaten off on camera, you know? Whatever.
My real name is available on Twitter. I mean, you can find out who I am fairly easy.
The famous filmmaker.
Well, the thing is, I want to live in a world where what I do in my free time is not my place of employment's business. I know that isn't the world. However, since it's the world I want to live in, that's the rules I choose to follow.
So you're going to be that guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to find out who I am, it's fairly easy to find out who I am. If you want to find out where I work, it's probably not all that fucking hard to do. But, like, I'm of the belief that it's none of my employer's fucking business what I do when I'm not there. Actually, now that I say that, I waste tons of time at work tweeting. So I guess it is kind of their business, huh?
Well, it depends. They could probably tell you not to do that. But their problem is when it's found out where you work, you become a problem for that company. It's not like they can just say, hey, there's this guy, he's got all this bad press, people are screaming at him, now they're going to scream at me. So your problem eventually becomes your employer's problem, and that's why they get fired. It's not that the employer is making any judgment calls about your life.
In case you're looking, there's over 50 Mike Moores in the St. Louis area.
I was looking. We played this game with WTF Spaghetti,
yeah.
And within like 3 minutes, we found out his real name and where he worked and all this. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't take very much to find anybody. So keep in mind, anybody out there who likes to tweet about racist bullshit, you're able to be found. I don't care who you are. You're not that goddamn good.
But what I'm saying is, if he's doing it anonymously, he's not using his name, his tweets are protected, so the only people that see them are the people that want to follow this guy. Why is it anybody's fucking business what he's tweeting?
It isn't, but if somebody does find out who he is, reports that to his employer, and then puts him on the cover of the New York Post, this is the guy, this is where he works, this is what he said, that becomes a problem for the employer. And the employer probably, they don't want to lose money on it.
And I'm not blaming his employer for doing something about it. I'm saying, why is it anybody's fucking business?
Because people feel that they have an obligation to do something about things that they don't like.
Well, I mean, and think about it this way. What if, like, you know, there's laws that discriminate, like, that prevent discrimination in, like, real estate lending, right? And so you're supposed to follow these laws, and no matter who comes into your office, they're supposed to get the same interest rates, and you're supposed to basically treat them the same.
Right.
And, you know,
but, I mean, if there was evidence, this guy drove an ambulance. I mean, he drove around and saved people's lives all day. I mean, he drives around in a van and fucking helps sick people. That's what he does as his job. I mean, if there was evidence that he was skipping over brown people, fucking fire his ass. No doubt.
But, I mean, like, what is he going to run as fast? You know what I'm saying?
Is he going to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation that quickly? Is that going to be his?
Is there going to be that moment of hesitation, you know, that leads to a life being lost, Mike? A precious human life.
The last question, I guess, since you're taking this cool guy stance on this issue,
I take all cool guy stances on all issues.
Why is Candace Gov alive? That is the writer of the article. People were quite mad at her this week on the Twitters. So he wants to know why she's alive.
Because her parents had sex.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're...
If you look at her Twitter...
She's allowed to write an article.
If you look at her, like, Twitter account, it's pretty much, like, there's a tragedy, and she finds anybody involved with it in, like, tweets all of their followers, hey, I want to talk to, you know, like when the thing went on with the kindergartners getting shot, you know, she was tweeting, hey, I'm a reporter, call me at such and such number so we can talk about your kindergartner.
Oh, she's just an attention whore.
She's an ambulance chaser, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's allowed to write the articles that she writes. That's all I can really say. She writes what she wants to, and people will react how they want to react. There's nothing anybody can do about that.
Look, man, I just get the goddamn Ask Dr. Napier questions and I ask them.
I'm not yelling at you.
I'm
responding.
Just asking the questions people wanted at Dr. Napier to answer.
I'm responding to the question.
You
I'm
can
not
all
responding
suck
to you.
My dick.
I'm not responding to you.
All right. I'm not in a good mood anymore.
And
why are you not in a good mood?
No, we're not closing out Dr. Napier yet because our dear friend Mandy Weaver has a question for Dr. Napier that she will be calling with after the break.
Ooh.
Followed by round three of What's in Drunk's Mouth.
Boom.
We will see Chakalaka. You in...
Oh, wait. What happened to you yelling about it? You were supposed to go on a rant.
I was not happy with this. It's mainly because
it could have happened to any of us. Well,
it's
of course
like,
it could have.
It's bullshit. It seems like it's none of anybody's fucking business what this guy does in his personal time.
It isn't.
And this chick can go fuck herself.
She can go fuck herself. My point is, people don't have enough shit going on in their life, so they do dumb crap like that. And this is woman's job. She is the equivalent of somebody that tries to jump over somebody's privacy fence and take photos of them. She's not a journalist. She's an attention whore. Does that make you feel better?
A little bit.
Excellent. Fuck that broad.
We'll see you in 8 minutes or so. Whatever the fuck it is, I don't fucking know.
Cigarettes! If you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can a courtyard, an ocean, valleys in bloom. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you. How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Hey? Oh? Touch, if you will, my stomach. Feel how it trembles inside. You got the butterflies all tied up. They don't make me chase you, even when doves have pride. How can you just leave me standing alone in a world so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Yeah. How can you just leave me standing alone in a world so cold?
Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father. Too old. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. When doves cry. When doves cry. Oh no, oh yeah. Oh no, oh yeah. Oh no, oh yeah. Oh no, yeah. When doves cry. When doves cry.
This sounds like a really good song to beat your woman to.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Smack, smack, smack. Don't you hear it? Don't you feel my pain against your lips? Why do you make me hate you?
This is what it sounds like when doves cry, and also you. Since you're blindfolded, I guess I need to turn your microphone back up.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Do you have the phone number memorized?
No. 740.
Drunk is going to, or Napier is going to do the phone number. Are you ready? Oh, you know what? Don't give out the phone number because we already have somebody on the phone.
Doesn't mean we can't get somebody after.
We'll do the phone number after.
Okay.
On the line joining us, the great Mandy Weaver from the Furnacast.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are things?
Good. I just got my ass kicked playing Uno a minute ago, but other than that, all right.
Fucking Uno? And when was the last time you played a game at Uno, Paul?
I played an Uno around Christmas time.
You know what would make Uno a lot more fun? Ecstasy.
Yes, probably.
Strip
probably
Uno.
Probably would.
Drunk strip Uno.
Mandy, you did have a chance to review the items that are going in Drunk's mouth.
Are we going to end? Ask Dr. Napier first.
Oh, shit! We're getting ahead of ourselves, aren't we? Because Mandy told me earlier that she does have a question for Dr. Napier. So before we close out the Ask Dr. Napier segment, Mandy, do you want to ask the doctor your question?
Yes, I do. Okay, so I work at a daycare. And one of the mothers was in several pornography films. I need to know if it's morally wrong for me to look them up on the internet and watch them.
No, absolutely not.
No, God, no.
No.
You have to.
Why are we not watching them right now?
Exactly. Oh, my God. I would do that immediately.
Do you have her name? Can we look her up?
I do, but I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I'm gonna look them up.
Not making any judgment calls about this person's life or how she makes money. I just want to see her naked. I don't care what she looks like. I just want to see her get plowed.
Because you know someone that knows her, so that makes it like way sexier.
I
want to
see if she can take a dick. Yeah,
right.
Well, I'm sort of curious about that myself, but then I felt like, well, I'm caring for this lady's child. It's a little awkward to have seen her do it.
No, the only thing that would be awkward if she were making pregnancy porno. Because then you know that, he's in there. Oh, he's in there while they're doing that. Ew, run, little baby, run.
No, the answer is if anyone you've ever known makes a sex tape and you have a chance to watch it, you watch it. Absolutely.
Exactly. I don't care if they're...
I mean, whether you're attracted to them or not, it doesn't matter. Somebody you know is fucking on film.
Exactly.
If you have a duty to watch it. In fact, I'm disappointed in you that you haven't watched it yet.
Well, I felt like I really wanted to. I really wanted to Google it, and then I felt so, like, I felt, like, dirty. Like, I was being evil by doing it. I'm like...
Well, how did you...
We'll watch it for you.
How did you find this out?
Oh, everybody knows. It's a small town. And so everybody, like, I didn't realize that this was the lady. I had heard, see, Dan's...
Did she move to that small town to escape her past? Is that...
No, no, no. She's from here and then went, like, to California and did the dirty and then came back.
That's like our friend's sister who dated a guy who went to California for a while and made gay porn under the name Mitch.
Oh.
I know a guy who makes gay porn, too, actually. I don't think his name was Mitch. It would be crazy if it was the same guy.
Yeah, no, she had this... Her sister had this boyfriend for a really long time, and he went to California because he wanted to be an actor or a model or something. And then, you know, 6 or 7 months later, he ran out of money, which is the excuse he used. But then they found him somewhere, and they said, hey, isn't that what's his name? And he was, yeah, he was making gay porn the whole time under the stage name Mitch.
That's
hey,
a hard
isn't
one
that so-and-so? What's he doing with a cock in his mouth? Gee, yeah. That's weird.
Right, that's a hard one to, like, come up with. But guys, you know that guy, you know, I found out he makes a bunch of gay pornos. I was like, well, how'd you find that out, man?
Yeah, that would be awkward, wouldn't it? like, hey, isn't that what's-her-name's boyfriend? I should tell everyone. Wait, how do I explain that I was watching a bunch of gay porn?
If I accidentally clicked on this shit, it just happened to be somebody I know. It's not that I've watched thousands of these films.
But I just got to say, he was half-flaccid through that entire thing. And you know what? If they're half flaccid, I just want to see him crying.
Drunk, how do you feel about doing the show with a blindfold on?
And that was as Dr. Nathan.
He's been waiting for it the whole time.
Do the hustle. Do it. All right. So is everyone prepared for round 3 of What's in Drunk's Mouth?
I've never been more ready in my life.
Now, Mandy, this is big for you because you won one and you lost one.
That's
so,
right.
So this is the tiebreaker. This is it.
This is my future right here.
How many times did we decide we had to do this until he trusted us enough to put our dicks in his mouth? Was it like 5 times?
How many have we done it so far?
I don't know, like 3 or 4. We're getting there.
No, this will be time 3.
Like now he's comfortable enough to have just sat here for the last 5 minutes.
So this is the time. We already told him this is Danger Edition.
Yeah. Ooh,
Mike,
Danger
Mike's
edition.
Upset because I'm 5 for 5 and he wants to stump me.
All right. So I tried. Mandy, now you saw the items in the chat room.
Yes, I did.
Do you think that he's going to be stumped?
No, I believe he will get 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3. So you are saying that you think that Drunk will ruin his perfect streak.
I'm saying that, yes, I think he will get one wrong.
Are you still in the chat room?
Yes.
Will you type in the one item that you think he'll get wrong?
Okay. I'm typing it now.
I think I know which one, because one of them is extremely difficult.
And dangerous.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Penis.
Napier, you are the one who is in charge of putting the items in Drunk's mouth.
I would like to abandon that post if I could.
You cannot.
Damn.
I'm sorry. So, all right, let's just get right to it, man.
Drunk's mouth has never been more nervous.
Drunk, are you nervous?
Less nervous than the first time. More nervous than last time.
All right. Open your mouth and accept your first item.
Take it.
Hard-boiled egg.
Damn.
Well, here, now.
All right, now drunk.
I'm not touching.
Would you like a hard-boiled egg?
No, thank you.
Okay, then I'm going to go throw this
away. We got some salt. You know, you could just eat that boy.
You know, it was lovingly prepared, drunk.
All right, fine, keep it. I might eat it.
Okay. So, Drunk is 1 for 1.
Yep.
Okay. Drunk, open your mouth and accept your second item.
I'm just going to do that.
Open your mouth and close your eyes and you will get a big surprise.
Drunk has it in his mouth. He's trying to work it all the way into his mouth.
It's a AA battery.
Oh, precision. Wow. Precision.
Holy shit. Even
he knew
got
what size it was.
The size correct. The question is, do I use this AA battery?
You gave him a new one?
Oh, yeah, I didn't
use it. Oh, well, yeah, that's...
Yeah, that would be
all right. Now, I will tell you, Drunk, that the two items that you have thus far got correct are also the two items that Mandy thought you would get correct.
Okay.
So this is the challenging item.
Okie dokie.
I guess Mandy's already won. However...
Yeah, I'm a winner!
This is your perfect streak. This is for all the marbles, man.
Wow. Now, do I go...
Oh, my gosh.
Do I go north or south for the mouth?
Ooh, I don't like that sound.
I think you have to go north because south would kind of...
Be dangerous?
Yeah, a little dangerous.
Danger.
But
I like the danger aspect.
But I mean, like, the top is really what it is.
Maybe south first.
But I mean,
north.
The bottom part is a part of it. I mean, you wouldn't call this what it was without the bottom.
Jam it in his mouth.
Okay.
Do you want to rub it on his face first? Oh,
we forgot the rubbing on the face.
Yeah, there's no rubbing in the face.
That was always good. But oddly sexual.
It.
And we always got very
Drunk,
quiet while it
tell
happened.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Mm, I don't know. That's hard.
It's hard?
It's hard to decipher what this
so
is.
So it is hard also, though, right?
Yeah.
And he is working it.
He is working. Wow, you got a lot of tongue action going there, Drunk.
It's a shame this isn't a video podcast.
I mean, run us through your thought process here. I mean,
oh man, he's getting the whole thing in there. He's deep throating that bitch.
It's longer than I expected it to be.
Yeah?
That's what she said.
Well, I've said that a time or two.
Yeah?
Wow.
Have you said
he
that?
He really does sound like he's giving his first blowjob.
And he's somewhat impressed by it. He's like, wow.
I really wish the first time I got a blowjob, she said, oh, wow.
It's longer than I expected.
Yeah, it's more than I expected.
I ain't gonna lie to you, this one's tough.
Are you prepared with a guess?
Can I get a couple more seconds?
Absolutely. We have all day.
Thank you.
Man. Until 9:30 Central Time.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I have a lot of stuff to talk about, and you're just kind of saying, I mean, I know this is your perfect streak and all.
He doesn't want to go down without a fight, you know?
Right.
For some reason, it has like this bubblegum taste.
It has a taste?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Never mind. I almost gave him a hint.
You don't want to give him any hints.
Oh, don't give him a hint.
Now, if he were bad at this, I would assume giving him a hint would be okay, but I don't think he needs one.
Oh.
I feel like he should have
one. Napier, time is up.
His mouth as a weapon.
Napier, we will remove the item from Drunk. Drunk, you dropped it. I'm sorry. I'm not putting it back in your mouth. You fucked up. Do you have an answer?
No.
You don't even want to guess?
I can't.
Just throw it out there. You're not penalized for being wrong.
I stumped Drunk. I did it, you guys. I did it.
Yeah, I got nothing. No guess for me.
Well, shall we reveal the item then? Why don't you take off your mask?
Now that your mask is off, do you know what it is? Or do you still not know?
Is this like one of those flossing brush deals?
It's a little toothbrush.
Yep, you got me there.
Oh.
He's never seen a regular sized one either, so.
Oh!
Bazinga.
So, Mandy is the winner of What's in Drunk's Mouth. She went 2 for 3, which makes her the champion. And Drunk loses his perfect streak.
Wow.
Wow.
I have never felt better in my life.
this is your crowning moment here.
This is the most glorious day of my life. Do I get some kind of certificate of achievement?
Absolutely. Like... Absolutely. Napier, get going on Mandy's certificate. We're going to have to get it like notarized or something.
We'll get at least a little gold leaf on the trim to class it up.
Class it up.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I knew he wouldn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. Our number one fan, Drunk, is not a superhero of the mouth. He can be defeated. He is human.
Mike just made Superman bleed.
I found your kryptonite, and it is hygiene products.
7 for 8 is still pretty good.
But he got the feminine hygiene product. You know, he got the tampon.
That's true. That is true. But what else could that be? Napier whacked the stick on his face, or the string on his face. Well, all right, Mandy. You're the champion.
Thank you guys very much. I'm going to bed tonight with a warm, glowing feeling inside. I can't thank all you enough for this opportunity.
Drunk's mouth leaves a woman satisfied.
Mandy, can I ask you to do me a favor?
Yes?
Since Mike wouldn't do this, can you please say, blast a deuce out the ham hole?
Blast a deuce out the ham hole.
See? That's way better than saying I have to poop. That's way better.
I said this in the chat, and I'll just say it again. As we're coming upon the Easter holiday, I'm never going to be able to look at a ham the same again. Well, all I'm going to say is it's whole. Thank you, guys.
Well, I guess if we ever play the... I mean, are we retiring this game, or...
No, we should play a game. We'll just have to come up with some more items.
So, I feel like you guys should have someone else play, and then we're going to have some kind of tournament of the champions between me and this other person.
So that
I can prove that I know Drunk's mouth better than anyone.
So next time we play the game, we'll have to get a different contestant. That's kind of sad, actually.
It's going to be difficult to get someone else to call in.
I know.
It's going to be tougher than you think.
Nobody else has this kind of time.
Mandy's the only one we could stoop into coming on here. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. You are the champion.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Bye.
I thought this sriracha was going to go into Drunk's mouth for sure.
I saw that at the beginning of the night, and I was...
Do you think I just had that...
I was a little worried.
What is this? I had it on the table to throw him off.
Hot sauce.
Oh, this isn't hot sauce.
He found that one out right away!
So
it is a delicious chili sauce. It's not that hot.
We got 12 inches of snow the other night, and...
That would be last night.
No, it was two nights. It was 2 nights ago.
No, it was last night.
It was... Yesterday, all day,
and part of the night.
So I'm coming home from work yesterday. It doesn't matter when it was. I was coming home from work yesterday, and blocking the way to my house was a colored gentleman pushing another colored gentleman's car while he was trying to get out of the snow. He was in a BMW. And
does his color really matter?
No, it doesn't.
I guess
Mike.
It doesn't. No. So, you know, I was sitting behind him for a while waiting for him to go somewhere, and he wasn't going anywhere. And so eventually I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to get out and I'll help him push. So I get out, I help him push, walk up to the car, help the guy push it out of the snow, and neither the guy in the car nor the guy that was pushing with me thanked me. Neither one of them did. They just, I guess...
Well, you were interrupting their day.
I was helping them.
No, you were helping.
That
no,
I'd get
you
out of my car
you.
And help someone push their car, that at least say fucking thank you, but they didn't.
Well, no, you were helping you get them out of your way. You didn't run outside of your house seeing them
so,
do this.
So, I mean, that's the part
them.
Of the story that irritated me, but the other interesting part of the story is once the car was out of the way, the guy that was pushing got in his car and immediately skidded into a parked car parked next to him and then kept driving. I mean, he fucking nailed this car. And I mean, you'd think you'd get out and like go knock on somebody's door and say, "Hey, I just hit your car. Sorry about that. Let's talk about it." So I'm thinking, "Okay, I should probably back up and go the other way." And let me tell you, if you are in a situation, any situation that has ever existed where I am the person displaying the most common sense, that's a fucked up situation. That's a bad situation to be in.
Did you report any of this?
I did not.
Well, that makes you a bad person.
I went about my day. So, a long time ago, a friend of mine started a Hollywood Fantasy League. And what the Hollywood Fantasy League basically was is you draft movies. And then the way that you win is the combined two-week box office, first 2 weeks of its release, and its Metacritic score. They're multiplied by each other. So I guess if it has a 53%, you get 53% of whatever the box office was for the first 2 weeks. And I wanted to join this league. I was mad that he didn't invite me because it sounded like a lot of fun, but like he did it with like all his cool college friends, and I wasn't invited.
Well, you're not cool, nor did you go to college.
I'm not, no. So I thought that since we're coming up on the big time of year where all the major blockbusters are released, it would be fun to have the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Hollywood Fantasy League.
Excellent.
And so we'll do the draft now.
So are we going to like draw
down? No, I don't think we should do the draft now. I don't know half these movies.
What movie do you not know on this list? These are the movies coming out in the next 2 months.
Three quarters of them.
Evil Dead, 42, Oblivion, Lords of Salem, okay, now, Big Wedding,
I'll go down,
Pain and
Gain. I'll go down the list. Pay attention. Evil Dead's a remake of a movie. It's a horror movie.
Who's in it?
Nobody. It's a bunch of nobodies. But it's an Evil Dead remake.
I'm not taking them.
Evil Dead is kind of a cult classic. Okay. Mud has Reese Witherspoon and Matthew McConaughey. Looks like a drama. Looks kind of stupid. But hey, who am I to judge?
Matthew McConaughey probably takes his shirt off.
Yes. 42 is the Jackie Robinson story. I don't think there's anybody famous in that. I think Robert Redford's in it, but obviously he doesn't play Jackie Robinson. Scary Movie 5, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Oblivion, Tom Cruise.
Future?
It's the future. You saw the preview for that,
okay,
probably.
Future, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Lords of Salem, the new Rob Zombie movie, nobody's in it. Big Wedding, I don't know anything about it. Robert De Niro's a dad, there's a big wedding. Okay.
Is the Fokker in it?
No, the Fokker is not in it.
Okay.
Pain and Gain, what's the shithead that does all the bad movies? The Transformer movie? Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
It's a Michael Bay movie. It has Mark Wahlberg. It has The Rock.
Ooh, that one's going to be good.
What's the name of that one?
Pain and Gain.
I saw a preview for that.
Iron Man 3. The Great Gatsby. Peoples.
What is Peoples?
It has a bunch of black people in it. It's a black people movie. It's not a Tyler Perry movie, but it is a black people movie.
Okay.
Craig Robinson is in it. Epic, it's a kid's movie. It's like animated. It has like little leaf people. Star Trek 2, obviously, you know what that is. Fast and the Furious 6, you know what that is. Hangover 3, and Before Midnight, which is the third movie in some artsy-fartsy thing that has Ethan Hawke in it. And let me point out that I do not like Ethan Hawke's face.
You've said this multiple times.
I have. So we will draft movies.
So you're like...
And then every week we will do an update.
Pull out of a hat for 1 to 4.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need to draw names. Somebody got a hat on. Napier, take your hat off.
I will say this while Mike is writing down his little thing. I was looking up the Sweet and Sassy online. To see what the... I originally saw a pink limo driving down the highway. Like, what the fuck is that bullshit?
So they come and they pick you up?
They come and they pick you up.
Yeah.
I was reading one of the reviews of the service, and this guy gave it a 1 star out of 5. I'm like, oh, well, obviously they did some bullshit. What is this? He got a bunch of his little kids' friends together, and they all went out, and they all went to see... whatever the fuck this dumb shit is. Well,
the first selection in the draft is me. Yes. Second selection in the draft, Napier.
This is
You're doing a bad job.
This
Paul.
Is rigged.
Third draftee is drunk. And fourth, I guess you don't really need to pull it out. I guess just to prove that, yeah, okay. So, okay, so it will be a snake draft. I will go first, and then in the second round, I will go fourth.
Okay, but I need to know what the problem was with this sweet and sassy service.
Oh, okay, okay. Continue.
So this guy is pissed off. Apparently, Sweet and Sassy is a very hygienic place. They don't want to, obviously... The dirty kids don't get to get into the limo. So the dirty kids got into the limo, and they had to do, when they get to the sweet and sassy place, they do a lice check on the kids. And apparently, two out of the eight girls that they had there, they said that they tested positive for lice. So then the two little girls who had come there... couldn't participate in all of the sweet and sassy girl fun time because they apparently had lice. The fun part is the parents of the two little kids took them to the doctor and nope, they didn't have lice.
With the first selection in the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Hollywood Fantasy Spectacular, I will take...
Who are you taking?
Iron Man 3. That will be my first selection.
Terrible choice.
You think?
Yeah, terrible. The second movie was terrible.
I think it's back on track.
It's about box office and critic score.
It will have box office and critic score combined.
It will not have. It will have no critic score.
Okay, Napier. It's your turn. From the list, what is your selection?
I'm going to go with the new Star Trek movie.
Son of a bitch.
Star Trek 2. All right.
This shit's rigged.
Selecting next is Drunkard STL.
Great Gatsby.
You're taking Gatsby?
Yep.
I had that in the second round. I had the seeds.
That's nice.
Okay. Okay. Good. Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
It's probably going to get a high critic score, but... It might not get a high box office.
I don't know. Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. He makes money.
Okay. That's true, he does.
Paul Cadellis, with his first round, fourth overall selection, takes... Now, you get two here.
I'm going to go with... See, I will not pay to see any of these movies in the theater, except for maybe Star Trek.
Well, that's okay. It's about what will be... Popular and
you have
critical.
To go with.
I'm gonna go Epic and Pain and Gain.
Epic and Pain. See, I was thinking I could sneak Epic by later because it's like a kids movie.
I love right? Epic. I can't wait to watch Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, that's out.
Okay, yeah,
it's Drunk. Out. Sarah Silverman's in it, so obviously it's gonna be shit.
I love Sarah Silverman.
She's an annoying.
God,
twat.
I thought I could sneak Epic by you guys. That's the only kids movie on the list.
What was Lords of Salem again?
Oh, and Mud isn't on the list. I didn't write Mud on that list, but Mud is also an option. Oh, Mud's up there, I think.
Yeah. What's Lords of Salem again?
Lords of Salem is a Rob Zombie film.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess I'll go Oblivion.
Oblivion is Drunk's next selection.
I'm going to go Evil Dead.
Evil Dead for... Napier. So we got Oblivion off the list and Evil Dead. So now I have the next two picks. Wow. There's two on here that I didn't think would be on here at all. I am going to take Hangover 3 and Fast and the Furious 6.
Both will be absolutely god-awful.
Yes, they will.
But they will both make a fuckload of money.
I don't know about Fast and Furious 6.
You got to take into account the critic score. The critic score is going to drop that down.
Hangover will probably do okay.
The critic score might not give it. I mean, you might not get what you want out of it. Just because it's got a big box office doesn't mean
Napier,
critics are going to like it.
With your final selection,
I'm going to go.
Wait. What? Not a good choice. What is he saying is not a good choice? I hope he's not talking...
Oh, he's talking about Evil Dead.
Oh, he's talking about yours.
Bruce Campbell is producing this movie along with...
It doesn't look like it has anything to do with Evil Dead. It looks like it's like in title alone. It doesn't look like it...
No, this is... This looks like Evil Dead, the first Evil Dead. Did you ever see Evil Dead? The first one, not the second one.
I think so. Well, I want to say I have.
I saw what really got me was not everybody was saying, oh, well, that broad who splits her tongue in half with the knife, that, like, oh, that really sealed the deal for them. What sealed the deal for me was the tree rape scene that's in this movie. There is going to be a tree rape scene in this movie. How can I not pick this? There's a tree that rapes a broad on screen. I got to go with it.
With your final selection.
With my final selection of the shit that is left.
Not a lot left.
No.
I don't even know why we're bothering. I already won. I mean, look, I got an awesome lineup here.
I'm going to go 42. I don't think this is going to make a lot of money, but I think the critical response will be good.
Because it's about how white people were being mean to black people.
No, not necessarily that. I have seen some of the supporting characters and some of the previews for it. It doesn't look bad. It's not going to be fucking Red Tails.
Okay, so when I emailed this out a couple of days ago, who actually did research?
I did not do anything, and I didn't get your email because I don't check it.
I called you and asked you for your email address that you would check.
Yeah.
And you still didn't check it?
No.
Let me see your pen here.
All right, drunk.
So 42 is gone.
42 right. Is gone.
Isn't Pain and Gain gone?
Pain and Gain is gone. Epic is gone. Everything else is left.
Well.
Yeah, we're really.
So you got the Black People movie. You got the Rob Zombie movie. You got the one with Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon.
And this might make or break somebody.
And you
these,
got
these last couple
the
choices.
Movie about the wedding with Robert De Niro.
What's the Before Midnight again?
Before Midnight is like some artsy fartsy. It's the third movie in like two movies that were basically just two people talking for 2 hours.
Like yeah. Clerks?
No, it's like it's all romancy, lovey dovey shit.
I guess I'll go with the Black Person movie.
Peoples?
Yeah.
I'll go with Big Wedding.
You're gonna take Big Wedding.
Yeah, it's got the star power, De Niro.
Over the Rob's... You think Scary Movie 5 will do any business?
I think it's going to be shit. It's going to do shit. People are going to hate it.
Play it out.
See, I thought that... I mean, it'll make a lot of money.
No, it won't. It's got Charlie Sheen in it.
I mean, that one that the Wayans brother did that's basically the same thing made a lot of money.
Well, that's because it had the Wayans brothers in it. They made the first two movies. The third one was shit because they weren't in it. The fourth one was even shittier because they didn't bring any back from 2 or 3. So this one is just going to be a giant pile of fuck.
So the fun part will be to see how Scary Movie 5... Scary Movie 5, Lords of Salem, and what was the other? Mud, do compared to what we took.
And the Before Midnight was not.
Oh, yeah, Before Midnight. I don't think that'll make $5.
Well, there's four of us now, and there's four of these other movies. So let's each pick a worst movie of these four.
So which one of these will do the worst?
Yeah, I'm going to go with The Lords of Salem.
That'll do the worst.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie. Horror movies always make money.
It's a Rob Zombie movie.
I'll go with the Before Midnight.
Drunk is taking Before Midnight. Napier, I'll take whichever one you don't want.
I'm going to go with Mud will be the failure of this list.
See, now, I was the only one that thought Scary Movie 5.
I will trade you Scary Movie 5, if you would like.
For Lords of Salem?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to trade?
Yeah, Scary Movie 5 was right up there. It was 1A, you know.
Okay.
Anything Rob Zombie touches turns to shit. I'm just putting that out there now. You might as well, anybody who invested money in this, might as well have, like, let a horse eat it and then collect what's ever left out of its anus.
Okay, and I would also, I want to know what Matt Reefer would have taken as his number one draft choice.
I think he was an Iron Man 3.
Oh, he's with me?
I think that's what he said.
And I think he might have been okay with Star Trek.
Star Trek was for sure my number one pick if I was there.
Okay. So Reefer would have taken Iron Man 3. So he agrees with me.
Iron Man 3 is just going to...
As well he should.
They're gonna truck money into that goddamn place with all the fucking money they're going to make off that little bastard.
All right, everybody. I'll have to post stuff on that, and we'll update it.
They should put the web. You should track that on the website. You know,
track it.
Yeah, so you can anyone at any time can go and look and say, okay,
see how everybody's doing.
Right.
And Uniformed Opinions is selling stickers. There's a couple days left to do that. They're $5. You're supporting the Wounded Warrior Project.
I bought 12.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet you didn't buy one.
No, I bought 12. You're right.
I bought one.
I did not buy one. I bought 12.
So, yeah, get on that. You got a couple days left. Support's a good cause.
Don't sound too excited.
I'm fucking thrilled.
Looks like Reefer has changed to Star Trek here.
No, that would have been his second, I think. Yeah, Star Trek and Iron Man 3, those are the heavy hitters of this
list. I thoroughly
list.
Enjoyed the first re-release of the Star Trek. It was good.
I think they could do with less lens flares.
Didn't that movie have Harold in it?
It did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for all the positive shit you said this week. I wasn't really suicidal or anything, but I appreciate it. I was the guest on the Furnacast this past week, so
yeah, how'd that
check
go?
Out the Furnacast if you want to hear more of me talking.
Did you pimp the show?
I think I mentioned it.
Did you pimp your Twitter account?
The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks one.
Yeah.
I listened to part of that.
It's all about pimping the Twitter account.
The portion of it with the poop I thought was fun.
You would.
Yeah, I would.
You goddamn poop monger.
Delicious.
And turd burglar.
Thanks, Matt Reefer, for hanging out, I guess.
Why do you sound so depressed all of a sudden?
I'm not.
Are you sad that we're leaving? You can't look at us and all of our tasty faces.
I'll miss you guys.
No, you won't.
Stay tuned. What the Yumsky podcast is going to be on.
10 minutes or so.
Or so. And Napier, is there something that you need to get off your chest?
No. Well then, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
Despite the diverse range of personalities here on Radio FUBAR, sometimes our topics overlap. Uniformed Opinions.
They're going to implant the first artificial hand that has tactile feedback, meaning if they connect it to your nerve endings, it can feel. It has, like, it's pressure sensitive.
I can jerk off again.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you could do it now, but you'd be less likely to crush your dick.
Crush your
with your bionic arm. Yeah, you know, you got to squeeze it like a fucking banana. It just comes shooting out the top.
I almost ruined a $200 microphone because I was taking a sip of soda when you said that.
Squeeze it like a tub of toothpaste.
Explain that to the 911 operator.
Middle-aged children.
you know, get everything set up, get my footstool and my blankie and get ready to tug one out. And then
footstool?
Yeah, you've got to be comfortable.
You got to arch. I can't arch without my footstool.
Arches.
Yeah, you don't arch?
Like,
show us, man.
Like, I arch. You got to, like...
Like a...
Chick in dick.
You've worked in a nursing home. Did you ever see old men masturbating?
I didn't because I didn't go into their rooms, but my sister did.
Did she stop and watch him finish?
No. She got the fuck out of there and grossed her out.
What, did it gross her out because they were masturbating or because they were old?
Probably both.
A wheelbarrow full of dicks.
If you beat off in the bathtub, do you finish just in the water and then just lay in it?
It globs. Most of the time I try to skip it like rocks. I try at least get 3 skips out of it.
Unfit for FM.
Like, there's Grandpa getting jerking it and eating funnel cake. Can't stop him. We don't just join in. Yeah. Gather around Grandpa as he jerks it and eats funnel cake.
Well, I mean, the hard part was, that, you know,
prying the funnel cake out of his hand. I'm like, is that still good?
You know, powdered sugar all over the place.
Yeah. Powdered sugar and semen. Uh-huh. It's a mess.
For more information on these and other shows, go to RadioFooBar.com and check out the show links.